With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
430 DGS. Dave Murray joins us. Hey, Dave.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Are we, I don't see anything outside my window. Are we toward the end of the nasty weather?
Yeah, it's done. The snow is out of the immediate St. Louis area. It's pressing to the south and to the southeast now at a pretty good clip. And if it's still snowing off to the south and southeast of the St. Louis area, give it another half hour or so and it will be out of the picture.
How bad did it get at its worst in the area?
Yeah. Yeah, again, a half inch or less on the grassy surfaces. That was really about it. There were probably some pretty big snowflakes from time to time, depending on where you were, and maybe the visibility down a little bit. But the roads, for the most part, temperatures during this whole event above freezing. So, it just wasn't much.
And the next shot over the weekend?
Next shot. I got some good news. Probably not a next shot. Huh. We've been talking about this battle of the Arctic high pressure system and the southern storm. Now looking like the storm is starting to come over the Rockies. So we're getting a good picture of this. The high pressure is actually stronger than it looked 24 hours ago. So we're going to be cold and we'll be cloudy, at least for Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. But it looks like this high is going to provide just enough pressure, just enough force to push the southern storm a little further south. And that's good news if you don't want any winter weather here in the St. Louis area. Now it looks like the snow line is probably from about Ellington to Ironton to Perryville to Pinckneyville. Anywhere south of that line, a couple of inches of snow. The worst weather from this is going to be northern Arkansas that will have probably about 12 hours of ice before it kicks over to sleet and snow.
I've got
to call it a major ice storm for northern portions of Arkansas, all right across the entire Missouri border. So that's going to be a real problem down there.
And I'm going to guess that although that's not unheard of for northern Arkansas, they probably don't have the sort of facilities we do for taking care of that, right?
Exactly. They don't have the plows. They don't have, they've got trucks that can throw salt and sand down, but they don't have a lot of trucks to throw salt and sand down. And that's the problem. That's the biggest problem.
So if you are running a 5K or selling Christmas trees on Sunday morning, what's it looking like?
It's going to be okay. It's going to be cold. I will say the temperature.
Sorry, Rach.
Can't get out of it. What time's the race? 7 a.m.?
7:30.
Yeah. I mean, Sue's not going to let me get out of it regardless.
No.
So.
Well, of course not. And Mark's got to be there by 11, right?
11:30. Yeah.
11:30.
Trees.
We have to go stand next to a burning barrel.
Yeah. It's going to be rough.
We've all done that in our life, haven't we?
You say 11 o'clock?
For the race, let's think a temperature of 27 degrees.
Oh, I don't love it.
For the trees, let's think a temperature of 35 degrees.
I'm going to wear a ski mask.
Yeah, I was going to say, what kind of hat wear are you going to work?
Just a nice hat.
A ski mask.
No ski
masks. Remember ski masks?
It was the odd.
Yeah.
I mean, when we were a kid, we wore them non-ironically.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I'm wearing it non-ironically on Sunday.
I loved ski masks.
Now you see one.
You wear one now.
Robin at 7-Eleven.
It's going to come with a stocking over my head. Yep. Like, what's up, Sue?
Do they even make them?
Yeah, they do.
I'm sure they do,
For skiers and stuff.
I mean, they make a ton of sense.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, this is really, never mind. This could be the dumbest thing I've ever said.
Go for it.
I just kind of put together ski mask. Like, I've always known ski mask.
Uh-huh.
Ski mask. I'm wearing a ski mask.
Uh-huh.
But I never really put it together like, for people that ski.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I said it's the dumbest thing I've ever said.
You're right.
Wow.
Okay.
What if they mash?
Like, I didn't
fries?
Grow up rich like you in Florissant skiing,
really?
Tony, okay?
No, I have never been. I have never been skiing in my life.
They make this thing called a snorkel. I wonder what that's used for.
What?
Well, you jump in the pool with those.
Right.
Well, you know, Mark is an extensive pool scuba diver.
Yep. Yep.
I used to do that. I used to have a scuba tank to clean my pool.
Mm-mm. I love
fun.
That.
This is many, 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 many years ago.
Damn, how big is your pool?
Oh, it wasn't very big, but I had gotten my license, my scuba license. Yeah. And it was a good way to practice. And I thought, you know what? Why not?
See, that's Mark, great. You could have been Dave's pool boy.
I was going to say, the neighbors must have dug that. Here comes
Mark,
Dave.
You could be my pool boy
anytime.
Oh, Tim.
Oh, Tim. I knew it hurt him.
Dave, do you know Mark's number one bucket list item?
I don't think I do.
He wants to learn to tap dance.
Wow. Janice could teach you that.
Hey!
Oh, really? No.
Janice knows how to. Janice is a dancer. She can definitely tap.
I'm ready.
Look how it all comes together.
Yep. I like it.
He can't clean your pool anymore because scuba makes him head hurt.
Yeah. Head hurt. I have sinus problems, and my head was just going crazy. So I had to stop.
That's a big head to hurt.
It is. There was a lot going on up there.
Once that pain starts knocking around in there.
Oh, it's hours and hours. It was rough.
All right. Since Mark's boyfriend, Tim, isn't here, he can do the corner for you, right?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Good. It's my day. You've made my day.
See, it's brought to you by Schnucks.
I was upset all last night. I'm upset.
All right.
Likes me. See.
Get a little more holiday this season. Easy, Tony. With Schnucks Rewards. Download the app today.
I'd be gad smell your dog.
I think I would.
Hey,
like
Dave,
to...
do you know that your dog's paws smell like corn chips?
No, they smell like popcorn to me.
There you are.
Way
Birds
to go.
Of
a feather.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, I love smelling my dog's feet.
Okie doke.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
No, thank you for the super cut.
Yep. Good that she's not on TV anymore, but that's good. I would like to give a shout out. This is a really good shout out because it is a father-son that listened to the show, and that's pretty cool.
It is.
And the son is 22. The dad didn't get his age, obviously older. But the fact is, he started his son, and it's Grant and Brian Norfleet. And Grant started by being in the car with his dad when they drove around, and his dad put it on, and then all of a sudden he became a fan. That's pretty. That's very cool.
Where'd you meet him?
At the party last night.
And a lot of listeners at this party.
Yeah. And I also, I broke the guy's doorbell.
What'd you do to it?
Well, I came up and Fern was already there. I was smelling it for corn chips.
Sure.
And it had like the little plastic insert thing you push in, long one. So I did it and it crumbled. It fell apart, but it crumbled and it connected. And it's going ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. And the guy's walking up looking at me like, hey. Butthead, I'm coming. And it's ding dong ding. And it's
like you just kept doing it.
He thought I kept doing it. And I'm like, ding dong.
Here at the party.
And he goes, and you are? And I go, embarrassed. I broke your door down. You know, so it's going crazy. And I put like my keys in it to pull the little plastic thing out. It still wouldn't come out. Ding dong, ding dong. Everybody's coming up from the basement. Who the hell's going nuts on the doorbell? They had to unscrew it from the door jamb. And cut the wires with a steak knife. That's the only way we could stop it. I'm like,
that's a party.
Yeah, that's right. I'm here.
Did you know this person?
No,
well?
Never met him before. The only person
why were you in his house
because Fern. It was Fern's work, and they're having a Christmas party.
Okay,
oh, man.
And I didn't know anybody there except for my wife, who was not really too fond at seeing me at that point because somebody said somebody broke the doorbell, and she's just like, let me guess. And
wait a minute, you didn't go to the party with Fern?
No,
it was after you got off work, right?
Thank you. Yes. Uh-huh. I could have got off early, but team player, I finished the show.
I mean, you could have.
Maybe I thought I could have. Maybe not. Thanks to them for being listeners and also Garrett, another young man, 25 years old.
Nice.
He works there. He's going to quit and he's going to go become a pilot. He's going to flight school.
Good for you.
He's a big fan. Sweet. So thank you very much. Obsessed kids are playing Fortnite in class. This is the biggest video game thing that's ever hit. It's just ridiculous. Kids are playing Fortnite in class when they should be paying attention to their teachers. They play on phones, tablets, PCs, Macs, and on video games, consoles hooked up the wall on wall-sized TVs. This is a story that's in USA Today. And then on the inside, you read the rest of the story, and it tells you how to break your kids from playing Fortnite and how to teach, you know, how to, like, so they don't play in class.
And you're thinking, I can do this faster.
Yeah. I don't have to go
to the phone away.
Uh-huh. I don't have to go to USA Today to find some.
Tell them to stop. The end.
End of story. If the teacher says you got caught playing Fortnite, that's the last. You're done. It's The one was the gal that was it Fortnite, the video game?
Peter Pants.
Peter Pants was wearing, then started wearing diapers. So she didn't have to get up and go to the bathroom because she was playing Fortnite.
I better check this game out.
Yeah.
It really is just bad parenting. Like, there's no excuse.
Yes.
If you can't tell your kid, hey, don't soil yourself.
Right.
Go to the bathroom.
Right.
Take a break. Maybe we should turn off the TV. Maybe we should take the phone away. Maybe I'll unplug the router for a little bit. You're a bad parent.
12 years old. This girl was... So let me also tell you, bad parents, you got a lot to look forward to because she's 12 now. By the time this kid's 18.
She's peeing herself at 18.
Who knows? She's driving cross country to go see an astronaut with a dive. This is, but they tell you how to do it. They tell you how
What do they tell you?
Well, the one is they tell you to play with the kid, the game.
Ruin it for the child.
Time, right.
Oh,
and
wow.
So that, you know.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So sit down and that way you can like learn things together. No, what the kid's going to learn is don't play the damn game.
Bring your own diaper.
Yes. Establish limits.
That's not. You shouldn't have a kid. Yeah. If you don't know to establish limits, you shouldn't have a child.
Yeah. Thank you. And if this is a problem, this is more your problem than it is your kid's problem. Because every 12-year-old kid's going to play video games till they drop. Do your job, parents.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.